Hi, my name is Danny Morell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. On the cloud. Boom. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever, kind of crazy to say that because we'll be looking back on this 5 years from now when the Staples Center is sold out, when there are thousands of business people lining up in the streets to get their tickets. And we'll look back at this moment right here, this moment, ladies and gentlemen, is the first ever live edition of the Real Estate Sales Show. I am your host, as always, Danny Morell. Thank you for those of you joining us on the podcast. Thank you for those of you that are seeing this on YouTube. And thank you also for those of you that are live on Facebook right now that are participating. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look over there and it looks like we've got people joining us right now. Since this is the first time we're doing this live, I got to let you know we will not be answering any questions on Facebook. If you want to participate, we welcome you. Come on into the webinar, and all you got to do is click on the link and register your name and information, and you'll be able to ask myself and our panelists every single week questions about the event. So with that said, let me make sure this is working correctly. Let me make sure. Yes, it is. All right. So I see David. I see Jimmy. I see Jason. Guys, if you can, click on that link and register, and we'll get started here with this event. And I think we're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a special guest today. This individual is a long, long time friend of mine. This individual is somebody who I can trust with the world. And yet, I think he also has a lot of value to give to all of you. Through his life experiences and through his experiences in business. And before I introduce him, I've got to do this. If you guys don't know already, there has been a little bit of a change, shall we say, to our event, Relentless 2017. If you haven't already gone to relentlessevent.com, you might want to do that, because we have enhanced the event and we have a new special guest speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it first right here. Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk is our new guest speaker, our keynote speaker at Relentless 2017. I'll tell you right now, ticket sales have exploded ever since the announcement, and that was just literally 45 minutes ago at our office, but people are going nuts, guys. Really can't wait to see you guys join us at Relentless 2017. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, investor, business person, Mr. Eddie Salinas. Eddie, say hello.
Hello, everybody. What's up, Daddy?
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what I just noticed? Let me just check my audio, because my audio is... how about now? It's Eddie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. And there we go. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's not as it's good.
Beautiful. All right, yeah. Hey, for those of you guys listening on the podcast, hey, I apologize, but this is new to us. So Eddie, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
You know what's so funny? I've known you so long. I know what you look like when you're nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous right now.
And you have that look on your face.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Hey, not a lot of things make me nervous, and I'm pretty nervous right now.
That's okay. Here's the beautiful thing. The beautiful thing is that we have had several conversations in our lifetime. And in our relationship and in our friendship. So this is just another conversation.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to look at you and not think about anybody else.
Yeah, don't focus on the fact that you're live. Don't focus on the fact that it's the first time ever.
Yeah, no big deal.
Focus on the fact that we have people watching us right now and it's growing. No. Don't worry about any of that stuff, right? So Eddie, why don't we start with this? I've got a question, because I really think that you can bring a lot of value to our audience. Share with them a little bit about your story, and share with them a little bit about, obviously, how you got started in investing in real estate, which is something that we do together.
Correct. Well, I think it was about maybe 6 years ago. It was literally about a week, I think, before you had opened Intero. Okay. And I was a little bit out in my life, doing bad choices, just not living the right kind of life.
Okay.
And I got into a personal situation that really tested me as far as me personally. And I came to you. I remember it vividly. I came to your office one day and I asked you, hey, man, I need some help.
Right.
And I can't be living this kind of lifestyle anymore. I don't want to be a 35-year-old, you know, street person, if you want to call it that. And I remember I asked you, hey, I need some major help. I need you to help me out. And is there anything that you could, you know, guide me or tell me that I could do?
You were like, can I have a jobby job?
Yeah. I said, you know, can you help me out? I need a job. And I remember you telling me, yeah, come in tomorrow and you start at 9 o'clock, just like that.
Okay.
And I just remember vividly, I was wearing shorts and a tank top because I just got out of the gym. And you said, you just got to change your outfit. You got to wear, you know, a button down shirt and some slacks and a belt.
Right.
And
which I remember is a little uncomfortable for you.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't fit too well in clothes that are tailored that way.
Right.
So the next day I came in at 9 o'clock and, I mean, the rest is history. Literally, it was a week before you had opened in Terrell.
It was that long ago.
Yeah, it was 6 years ago, if I want to call it. Six years ago, yeah.
Okay, and so I remember that, you know, my personal sales business was kind of rolling again.
Yeah.
I remember that I had this vision for opening up a real estate brokerage that would change people's lives. I remember all that. And then I also remember that in my previous life, I used to buy and sell properties.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I wanted that to be a part of what I did now. And yet I understood that in order for me to focus on growing a company, there was no way that I would be able to manage everything. So I remember thinking, look, I can't sell and run a company and at the same time do investments. So what better thing to do? It's just, you know, it's kind of funny. I think God just brings situations together perfectly.
And it is. It truly is. It was a blessing. I look at, you know, people always say things happen for a reason. And while I was going through the whole transition period, even up until today, I recognize now that everything does happen for a reason as long as you're aligning yourself with the correct kind of people.
Right.
You have to be in line with good hearted people in order for it to become a blessing.
So you see, this is the beauty of these conversations, being that they're live and uncut. Let's talk about that because I just finished speaking to our agents here about the fact that the way you do anything is the way you do everything.
Correct.
And you know, this is something for business people out there. If you're undercutting yourself in price, if you're shortchanging yourself in the amount of service that you provide or the expectations that you have in your life, I can pretty much guarantee you that there's something going on in your personal life where you do that as well.
Yeah, you're undercutting yourself in other areas in your life. So you think it's okay for you to undercut yourself in your personal and your business itself.
Bingo.
You know, and so I've always believed that if you're going to do things 100% in order for you to become 100%, you have to apply that in everything that you do, whether it's business, whether it's your wife, your kids, your family, everything. So I think that when people start undercutting themselves, it's because somewhere inside of themselves, they're lacking either the, you know, the security, the self-confidence, or something inside them is telling them, you know what, you're not worth that. You're only worth this. And they apply that to everything in their life.
I love it. By the way, we're already starting to get questions. Gabriel Hernandez, I see your question. We're going to answer it in a second. Okay. So Eddie, so tell me this. We got started in doing this, and I think we were doing 2 or 3 houses a year.
Yeah. Two to three a year.
Right. And this is a testament to Eddie and to his faith in not only the vision that we had, but his faith in me, you know, and his faith in our partnership and our relationship. Eddie's a pretty smart guy. He just says, you're the train. I just get on and I just hang out for the ride. Right?
Yep. You're the guy with the boat. the guy with the boat.
And so Eddie, because I really want people to get an understanding as to how to do this.
Okay.
And yet at the same time, I also want people to get an understanding that this is not something that I or you probably will recommend that you shift your focus on.
No, you know, I remember speaking, you know, I hired a coach, you know, I'll go back to that. But I remember speaking to my coach, Ty Guerrero, and I had mentioned to him, hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting my real estate license so then I could sell real estate on the side. And he asked me, he goes, are you a real estate agent or are you an investor? Mm. And I go, well, I'm an investor. He goes, then master the craft of an investor.
Yes.
Before you master the craft of a real estate agent.
Right.
And I think the problem is with most agents, they see you know, the profits and it flip, or they see the profits in a remodel. And it's like anything else. They get one good deal, and it works very easy. It's a smooth transaction. Nothing happens. And they start thinking, you know what, I'm just going to focus on this and do more flips because it's more profitable for whatever reason. The problem with that is it only takes one property to derail the train. And it's going to happen. It's happened to us numerous times. And it's going to happen to every investor. The problem that I see with that is you're not focusing on your real estate career. You're focusing on something else. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't mastered being a real estate agent, you are not going to be able to master becoming an investor, because if you focus all your energy on getting flips or getting remodel properties or whatever, and one of these properties just happens to go haywire, you're going to be mentally drained and stressed out and not focused because you're worried about this bad deal that just happened.
Right.
Your actual personal business, which is real estate, is going to completely
suffer.
Be demolished. Yeah. Because you're not going to be excited about calling. You're not going to be, you don't want to do open houses because you're stressed out about this property. So I think the biggest mistake most agents make, especially the young ones, is they want to do too many things at once.
Yeah.
And you can't. You got to master your craft. And if your craft is becoming a real estate agent, master that before you start dabbling in real in investing.
So this takes me to a great question. You are now at a place where in our partnership, how many properties will we do this year?
I'm probably going to guarantee about 80. We have 23 right now.
23
as of March. Yeah. 23 pending as of March. I think it's this, we bought three yesterday. Today is the 9th. So we have 23 properties. We have 20, but I bought three yesterday.
I don't know anything anymore. I don't know anything.
You just say we have paychecks coming and I just give you the paycheck. Yeah.
That's good.
Which is good. That's the way it should be though.
That's the way it should be. But let's talk about that.
Okay.
So when we first started, remember that first year?
Oh yeah.
What was your involvement just the first year in the typical transaction?
To be honest with you, I didn't really do anything. I think I was just at the office and I would drive around with you to maybe look at the property, but you did everything. You did the CMA, you contacted the agent, you contacted the contractor. You did it all. I was kind of in the backseat, kind of maybe learning, if you want to call it that. Excuse me, but I didn't do anything at all.
Okay. And so let's talk a little bit more about that. Why do you think that was?
I didn't know what I was doing. So, you know, some these deals, they have to be done the right way, because if you do one bad deal, you could lose everything, you know, right. $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 in a bad deal. So I think most of it was because I didn't know what I was doing. So you didn't have that trust in me to kind of let me do my own thing, because you know, I had no idea what to do about a CMA. I didn't know how much a rehab would cost. I didn't know how to, you know, negotiate the terms. I didn't know how to pull permits, go to the city and all that. So I had no idea how to do it. You did. So you were doing it.
And so this goes back to all of you where Eddie says, you know, you have to master your craft.
Yeah.
You know, you got to understand, guys, that no matter what we share with you today, this is going to be a process. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets excited when they see two young guys that say they're going to do 80 transactions this year. And especially when you hear somebody say, you don't know anything, I'm just going to give you the checks, which, by the way, that's the way a real business should be operating, right? But even that, guys, you got to understand that in my situation, because we both have different situations, but in mine, I've been doing this now for close to 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years, right? Yeah. And I'll never forget a lesson that I learned. I remember being a real estate salesperson, which, by the way, whatever business you're in, you can apply the same thing. And I remember going out and doing a property. And I remember that property, from the time that I purchased it to the time that I closed it, was like 4 months. And I think I made like $22,000. Okay. I'd like you all to do some math here real fast. Seriously. If we take $22,000 and we divide it into four, that's $5,500. That's $5,500 a month, essentially, that I earned from that transaction. See, people don't think like business people. people think like hustlers.
Correct.
People see a big fat check, right? And they don't understand what goes into the transaction, how this is going to take some time, how this is going to take some focus away, so forth and so on. So what I used to think was, you know what? I can just go do, and back then I was closing 3 transactions a month. I can just go sell 3 houses and earn that per house, and I'm becoming out on top. Yeah. Perspective is everything, my friends.
Correct.
Don't ever forget that. Perspective is everything. Should you be buying real estate? Yes, you should. Should you do that instead of the stock market? I believe so, yes. Let's talk Snapchat. Everybody's like, oh, buy Snapchat. Buy Snapchat. Oh, when Facebook came out, buy Facebook. Buy the. Look, I'll tell you right now, I only do what I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I invest in 2 things and 2 things only. The number one thing that I invest in is myself. That's the number one thing I invest in. So when it comes to my company, when it comes to our agents, our team, that's a part of me. That's me. That's me investing in me because I trust myself. I know what I'm made of. I know what I'm capable of. That's number one. The second thing I invest in is real estate. That's about it. Or anything having to do with real estate. And I know you guys may think, well, you need a diversified. Listen, every time I've hopped in the stock market, it's gone very, very bad for me. I don't have the patience for it. I'm not wired for it. It's just not made for me. What are your thoughts?
Because we don't know anything about that. I'm the same way. I don't invest in things that I don't know because, first of all, I don't have the time to learn anything else but real estate or investing. So I stay in a comfort zone to whereas I could control what I'm investing in.
Right.
You know, if I was to start and I don't have anything against people diversifying. If you do that, you know, do it. That's great. But as for myself, I need to make sure that I'm not able to control the outcome, but at least have a say so in what's going to happen.
Right.
If I buy a piece of property and it doesn't sell, hey, I'll keep it as a rental and I'll ride
whatever.
I'll ride the wave of real estate until it comes back up or whatever. But when it comes to stocks, there isn't a wave. There's just going to be a crash and there's your money.
So let's go back to the timeline.
Okay.
Then the second year or so, I kind of started to teach you.
The first thing you taught me was, yeah, the first thing you taught me was how to do a CMA.
Okay.
And then what we would do is we would get a property, you would give it to me and I would run a CMA and then you would double check it.
I would look at it.
You would look at it and make sure that it was kind of the numbers that you would get.
All right, time out. I want all of you to stop right here. Because this is what you guys don't understand. Things change when you're selling 100 homes a year, 150 homes a year. Everything that takes you forever to do, you no longer have the luxury of that time. When you are producing at a lower level, it essentially means that things are taking up so much of your time that you cannot fit the amount of transactions that you want to fit into the year. So when you start producing at a higher level, things have to start happening faster.
Yeah.
So I have a proven formula that I use to run my CMAs. And it literally takes me 3 seconds to run a CMA. Why did I do that? Because I realized as a salesperson, if I ever wanted to sell 150 homes a year, I couldn't be sitting there at the computer like this with a button number.
You got to be efficient. You got to be efficient, right?
So everything that I learned, I just pass it on to Eddie. And then Eddie would start running the CMAs, which, by the way, I'll give it to you for free. Quick little formula, available pending backup and solds.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 90 days.
100 square feet over and under.
100, or probably for some of you living in areas where there's bigger homes, 10% below, 5% above in the square mm-hmm. footage. And what's the last thing?
That's it.
I think
and
that's
then,
it.
Oh, and then 3/4 of a mile out of yeah. where the property is at.
Yeah, or you or know, if you're mile. Or half a mile if you're in an area that's a little bit more dense.
Like
South Central LA, it's very dense. You can yeah. just find the comparables in half a mile. All right, so then you started doing the CMA. So guys, correct. By the way, you just learned how to do a CMA. Let me teach you something. Don't come and send me a message. Hey, so how do you do a CMA? I just gave it to you.
Yeah.
Figure it out and put it to work and start practicing and start doing 10 to 15 CMAs. Some of you might say, well, I don't have a real estate license, so I don't have access to it. What should I do? Take a wild guess what you should do. Go find somebody with access. Go find a real estate agent and partner with them. Always mm-hmm. remember that the answer is always within. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then what did we learn? I think we learned next how to budget what the cost of the rehab.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that most people need to know, and as far as an investor is concerned, or any business is your overhead. Your overhead is the cost that you want to keep at the bare minimum to make the most amount of profit.
Okay.
As an investor, the overhead for us is the construction cost or the rehab cost.
Right.
And that's where things get tricky sometimes.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you don't have a good contractor or if you don't have a good crew, that's where things could get really, really ugly really quick, or you could hit a home run because you come in way under budget.
Right.
And it comes out really, really good.
Okay. So give us an example of situations or of houses where you thought it was going to cost one thing and it ended up costing another thing.
We had a property in Redlands. I had to bring that one up. We had a property in Redlands that we had budgeted, I believe, like $25,000 for the rehab.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up costing us like $45,000 for the rehab just because of the layout of the house was older. We decided to stay with the layout. It wasn't selling. So we literally did two rehabs.
Right.
We built out the kitchen. The house wasn't selling. So we brought the contractor back, rebuilt the kitchen again with another bathroom, and it still wasn't selling. So that was one of the properties.
That was a lesson learned.
That was the lesson learned that I will always stick with me. And it's another thing that I will tell people is stick to the areas that you know.
That's another thing. Guys, remember what Eddie said at the beginning. He says you gotta master your craft. We only buy and sell homes in areas where our company has a footprint in.
Correct.
Where we know the area, we know the marketplace. That's very, yeah. very important.
You know, we bought a property in Altadena not too long ago, and I didn't know. I ran the comparables, they were a little bit different, and I didn't know if I should buy it or not. I was being told that it was a great deal, so I asked Rudy, who is honestly, I think I got to thank Rudy
because he's a godsend.
That guy is everything. I'll talk about him later. He will say, you know what? I know a great agent in the Altadena, Pasadena area. Let me give him a call and find out.
Right.
Sure enough, my comps were $100,000 off.
Wow.
So in those kinds of instances, I will seek out knowledge from people that have been in the area for a long time that sell a lot of properties in that area. And I'll ask them their advice and their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But with everything else, if I don't feel comfortable, I don't do it, because not all money is good money.
Right.
I remember, last year the year before, we weren't getting that many deals. So I was kind of desperate to get whatever.
Right.
And I was basically forcing the deals.
Right.
And I could tell people, don't force it. If it doesn't, at least for myself, I'm in a different place now where if I don't get the deal, God meant it to be for someone else. It's not mine.
It's not,
I don't stress over it. It's not that big of a deal. Another one is going to come.
Right.
That comes with time, and that comes with experience. You know, like any other, you know, young agent that gets into the business and they get one listing and they just hold it like a baby, and something goes wrong with it and they lose it. It's very, very, you know, damaging to them, but it's okay. They're young. They're just getting started. They need to let it go, because with time, many more listings are going to come. Many more buyers are going to come.
Okay. I love it. And then finally, before we go any further, Eddie, you know, I believe I've been blessed in business because I do the right thing.
Yes.
And I do things with quality, and I, you know, for the most part, always just try to
do the right thing. Yeah.
And it's interesting because when it comes to your rehab and your rehab process,
yes.
You know, I know you mentioned something like, hey, you got to make sure that your costs are okay.
Yeah.
But I know there's investors here locally who like don't know what it is to do the right thing.
Yeah, no. When I mean making sure that your rehab costs are low, I'm not saying to cut corners.
Cut corners, right.
You know, that's where a lot of people are going to misconstrue my message, and that's not what I meant. I meant you need to have integrity, for the simple fact that you're in essence rebuilding a house.
Right.
We're rebuilding a home. We kind of, you know, we sometimes gut the home completely inside out, and we're installing all brand new stuff. Hmm. It's very easy for us to kind of Mickey Mouse it, if you want to call it that, and save a ton of money. But at least for myself,
You know what? It's going to cost 10 times.
Yeah. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get caught.
People, listen to me. When you do stuff like that, look, number one, your rehab crews, you'll never keep them.
No.
We've been with the same crew for how long now?
4 years.
4 years now. The same crew.
The same guy.
We pay on time.
Yeah.
We take care of people. Yeah. We literally just bought and sold a house. True story. We bought it. We rehabbed it. We sold it. And we got the house after another investor.
Yes.
Was it across the street or next door?
Next door.
Two houses, right? Both being rehabbed.
The house next door was being rehabbed before we bought our house.
And we bought it,
rehabbed it, and sold it.
And sold it before
they finished their house.
They finished their house. Why do you think that happens? Number one, pay your people.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing, people. Look, at the end of the day, you do the wrong thing because you're trying to save money. That stuff is going to come back to bite you. Just in every area of life, do the right thing, man. You got people working hard, pay them, right? You're trying to save a dollar, and yet what you don't know is it's going to cost you 10 times more of that. We have a system right now that literally we have the same crew. We just literally say, go do that one. And it's done like in a week and a half, the entire house. How does that happen? Because we treat people the right way. We treat people with respect. We pay them. If they do a great job, we'll pay them even a little bit more.
We'll give them a bonus.
To keep the relationship tight. When you try to Mickey Mouse things and you try to cut corners, guess what you're dealing with? Turnover. All the time, turnover, right? So just think about that, okay?
Yeah. You have to have integrity in what you do.
You absolutely.
At the end of the day, you have to have integrity, especially in this business.
Yeah. Okay, so then we spoke about the importance of the CMA.
Yeah.
Spoke about the importance of the rehab. You know, you've aligned yourself, obviously, with one of our agents, Rudy.
Yeah.
Talk about the importance of having that synergy, because people, you can't understand how important this is. There needs to be a synergy in whatever business you're in. Whenever you're in business and your business has to deal with other people, you're counting on other people to do their part. And so you're much better off building great, solid relationships with people that you can build a synergy with, a teamwork with, because in the long run, that's what's going to help you be able to do more business. Talk to me about that.
You know, I believe that you have to have a great team in anything that you do. It's not a single person, you know, circus, if you want to call it that. And honestly, I've been blessed with having great people around me and just great people in the office that I could go and ask questions. Rudy, literally, we kind of just match perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for him sometimes because I'm extremely, you know, I'm a very moody person. I'm grumpy.
You're grumpy.
I'm very grumpy. I'm very moody. I'm just not an easy person to get along with. And I'm just being honest. And he knows exactly how I am. He knows how to handle everything that I throw at him. And honestly, I wouldn't be able to do what I do if it wasn't for him. Because some of the things that I don't know how to do, he does. He's a master. You know, he's a general contractor. He's obviously our listing agent for the properties. So if it wasn't for him being in sync with me, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to do the kind of volume that we're doing right now.
Absolutely not. Absolutely you know? Not.
Right. So I think the people that, you know, I hired a coach, Ty Guerrero. He's an incredible, I mean, that was probably the most best decision I could ever have made in my life.
He's one of our previous.
Panelist. Yeah, he completely changed my mind and my focus in business. You know, so I'm surrounded by people that continually support me. You know, Adrian Hernandez helps me a ton.
Yeah.
Uriel Ojeda helps me a ton also. And Steve Escalante, which is another Home Investors franchisee. That's another person that I have to tip my hat to, because it doesn't matter what I'm going through. I could ask him a question, and he's always there.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So absolutely. I'm surrounded by just great people that are willing to help and support. So
all right.
I'm lucky about that.
So you ready to get a little personal?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So things are going great right now.
Yes.
We're going to do at least 80 transactions.
Yeah,
this year.
We're at 23 and it's March. So it's, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yet, about 8 months ago or so, things got rough.
Extremely.
So, and this is, again, whatever you do in business, I need you to hear this. You were at a place, you know what? And I have my thoughts on that, but you in your personal life, you obviously just got married. You have a beautiful wife now.
Yes. You're
building a future. You know, I once heard a very, very smart individual tell me that something happens to a man. So men, pay attention here. Something happens to a man about the age of 30, or right about when they're about to get married or have kids, where they go into a very difficult time. And they have to go through that time in order to strip them of their selfishness. Because as men, we're very selfish. We think about ourselves, right? For me personally, I remember when I went through what I went through when the economy crashed, man. I mean, it's like God needed to just kind of go bing and just kind of strip me of my selfishness.
Absolutely. You know, so, you couldn't have hit it any, it's, and I'll talk about it. It's extremely personal, but I think that everyone needs to hear about it. We were doing pretty good in the business. Mm-hmm. And just out of nowhere, it kind of stopped.
Right.
Business slowed down because I wasn't used to the curves of, you know, business going up and down. And, you know, I'm not to talk about myself. I'm a bad guy, tough guy, but I'm a very strong individual mentally and physically. Not a lot of things bother me. I'm very strong mentally. Mm-hmm. And I fell into a very, very bad depression, mm-hmm. To the point where I'll even tell people I even had thoughts of suicide.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. You know, I never, not to talk, now I understand when people say they're depressed. I never understood how bad it could really get. Mm-hmm. People would say, oh man, I'm thinking about killing myself. And I'd be like, killing yourself, man, what the hell is wrong with you, bro? Like, you can't be that weak minded or whatever. You know, I always thought that it was the mind. And I can honestly tell you that, I was there. It was rock bottom to the point where I didn't want to live anymore. Nothing made me happy. I stopped going to the gym. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. I wasn't doing anything. So the people that got me out of it, to be honest with you, was you, Rudy, my wife was by far the most influential person that got me out of that funk.
Yeah.
I remember sitting at the office here, and you told me something, and it was true. You know, I've always been a pretty selfish person when I was single. Mm-hmm. I never really had any kind of responsibilities.
Yeah.
I kind of did what I wanted, when I wanted, and that was it. If it affected or offended anybody, I really didn't care.
Didn't care, yeah.
And now, you know, I'm married, you know, me and my wife are trying to have a child. I'm a business owner. It was a huge shift mentally for me to go from whatever to, hey, you're held to a higher standard now.
And you know what's crazy, Eddie, and this is, you know, for all of you guys, you know, sometimes these shows just take different directions because they really are genuine and they really are, there's no agenda, right? But, you know, I really believe that all of us have our different battles that we need to face.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those battles could be selfishness, you mm-hmm. know? And you know, whenever you desire something more, and you want to grow, sometimes you have to go through these types of situations to help you to see the light, to help you to appreciate the people that you're around. I mean, like, I appreciate Claudia so much, even though I may not be the best at saying it.
Or, I'm the same way.
Every single day, you know?
Yeah.
But I appreciate her so much because she has been there with me through everything.
Yeah. And everything. Yeah. So I think I'm not the most affectionate husband. You know, I don't tell my wife I love you all the time and stuff like that. But if it wasn't for her being there for me, I really truly think I wouldn't have made it out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really have anything. I don't want to say that I didn't have anything to live for. But if it wasn't for her support.
Well, it felt like that.
Yeah, I felt like that. But if it wasn't for her support and her just being strong for me.
Right.
I realized that she's way stronger than myself.
Right.
You know, I thought I was a tough guy, strong person of the family. And here I am all aguitado and crying and, you know, depressed. And she's telling me I love you and nothing is bothering her, which I know now she was crying herself to sleep.
Right.
Because she couldn't help me. You know, so we all have to go through certain changes in life to get us to the place that we need to be at.
How'd you snap out of it?
You know, I wish, for myself, I don't want to, preach or be a, hey, I'm a church going person, but for myself, and I'm being honest, God got me out of it.
Cool.
I completely immersed myself in church. I completely immersed myself in reading my Bible and praying. Mm-hmm. And at least for myself, I truly believe that it was, I know it's God got me out of it. I remember one day, I was sitting here at the office and, you know, when you're depressed, you really don't want to do anything. You don't want to work. You don't want to do nothing. And I was sitting down all depressed. And then Rudy, he doesn't know this, but he told me a scripture. He goes, hey, man, listen, by the sweat of your brow, you shall be fed. Mm-hmm. And basically that means I can't just sit here and pray to God to get me deals.
You got to go out and
get my ass out there and work.
Yeah.
And grind.
Right.
And you got to grind until you get a deal, and you got to keep going. So
by the way, people, again, because I know there's people from all walks of life that listen to this show. This isn't anything, guys, what he's telling you, in anything.
Yeah. And you know, and I realized that, you know, you just have to go out and get it. You can't just expect for it to come. You know, I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm a good person. I'm a giver. God, please bless me and give me deals. No, like, you got to get your ass out there and grind and get it.
Right.
And it wasn't until Rudy told me that, hey, listen, bro, like, I know you're going through a hard time, but in the scripture, it says this, you know, by the sweat of your brow, you shall be fed.
You need to go get to work.
And it stuck to me. And honestly, I think that was it. The next day, I'm like, you know what? Let's go. And honestly, I couldn't tell you when it ended because it just happened so quickly that we just started grabbing properties.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So I want to go through some basics with people.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of you don't even know how to structure a deal, but I'm just going to, I feel like it wouldn't be the value that we intended it to be this show if we didn't just give you some basics. So guys, when you're structuring a deal, there's a couple of costs that you need to think of. Okay. So write this down. Number one is the cost to buy, the acquisition costs. Okay?
The buy price.
The buy price. So it's not even just it's the price that you're going to pay for the property. The second one is the actual acquisition cost, the cost to purchase. And what correct. I mean by that is that you have to calculate the fact that there are fees involved when you're buying the property. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you have the property, right? And you have to figure out the third cost, which is the cost to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, I mean, you know, Eddie and I do very few deals where, you know, it's 100% of our cash tied into the properties. We actually, it's just not smart. If you look at the deal, you want to try to make a deal happen with as little much of your money as possible and leverage resources out there like hard money lenders, so forth and so on. It just makes a little bit more sense that way. Even though you'll pay, you know, for those services, just makes more sense. You have better leverage. So there's the cost to keep, right?
Yeah.
The next cost, number four, is the cost to remodel. Or the rehab
cost. The rehab cost.
Right. And that's going to essentially, you have to calculate not only how much is it going to cost you in materials and in labor, but then at the same time, you have to figure out that time costs you money as well. So you have to calculate that in your cost to keep, right?
Correct.
And it's very, very important that you understand the area that you're buying the home in. So I would definitely, definitely connect with a local agent and go find somebody who knows what they're doing. Very, very important because if done incorrectly, you could remodel a home in a certain way and that could-
It doesn't sell for that area.
No, for that particular area. And we're talking literally from one street to the next.
Correct. So we have that problem in Pasadena.
Yeah. Be careful with that. So finally, there's the cost to sell. The cost to sell. And the cost to sell, you need to calculate in your commissions that you're going to pay to the real estate salesperson and all of your closing costs. And that typically is right about 8%, mm-hmm. 6% to the real estate salesperson and 2% in seller closing costs. So if you essentially work yourself backwards
from
that, right, then you can figure out based off of how much I'm going to sell it for, then it's going to cost me this and this and this and this and this. This is what I need to buy it at. And then you look at that final number and you go, is that how much I want to earn? And if so, you have a deal. And that's
correct.
That's essentially it, right?
Yeah, that's
anything,
it.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, honestly, the one that I would focus on is the buy price, which is what you're purchasing the property for, obviously, and the rehab. And another thing is you need to look at the days on market, you know, just because it's a great deal. Not all deals are good just because it's a right. great buy. You need to, you know, make sure that
time of the market.
The days on market is, you know, if you see all the sold properties and they're taking 120, 160 days to sell, well, that's going to erode some of your profit because if some of the people that buy properties are using hard money, those are like 4 months of payments
right.
that are going to come out right away.
Right.
So that would be another thing that I would look at is how quickly do you think you sell a property?
Yep. Okay.
Because that's important too.
I love it. I love it. So listen, I I love this section of the show. And obviously, as we start to build our live audience a little bit more, we'll have more questions. But we do have one question right now. This question is from Gabriel Hernandez. Gabriel, first off, thank you for being here on the show. He asks, how are you finding deals? Seems like most profitable flips happen off market, usually a door knock or so. How are you finding deals?
Well, luckily for us, I purchased a Home Investors franchise, which provides us with basically that, an off-market deal. We get leads through the franchise that we basically deal with the seller one-on-one, and we purchase it right from them. We don't have to deal with an agent that is obviously going to try to make their commission, which is, that's their job. And we save a lot of money and buy deals very, very deep that way, because we buy deals off-market.
So I didn't know you were going to tell everybody our little secret, but our area is locked, so nobody
can. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. And so how else would you find deals? Because I remember, you know, there was a time where that dried up.
Yeah, it's like everything else. You know, I'm lucky. Yeah, luckily for me, like I said, Rudy has a network of agents that he's worked with for such a long time that still refer him deals that obviously he gives to us. So that's basically the other avenue that we have that provides us that provides us deals. He's got a network of people that that provide him deals, and you know, and agents here at the office that have deals will bring it to us, because obviously they get the listing back. Sometimes we're able to give them a bonus.
And this is the beauty. The question is, why do they bring it to us? And again, it just goes back to doing the right thing.
Because it's easy. They gave me the deal, I take care of everything, and they get the listing back. And if the deal is, you know, there's a big enough spread, I even try to give people a bonus so they can, to take care of them.
Absolutely.
So that's the reason why they gave it to us.
We have another question. How do you protect your clients from buying a bad rehabbed home? How do you do your due diligence as an agent to protect your buyer and yourself? So listen, this is an agent related question. So Gabriel, the first thing I will tell you is this. I was just talking to our agents here, and whether you realize it or not, you're building a brand with everything that you do. Okay. And your brand means something to people. So I bring that up because you're going to start noticing that certain people that buy certain houses, you should never show their houses. And you should never show their houses because you already learned once that their product is bad. Mm-hmm. So Gabriel asks, you know, how do you protect your people? I mean, I'll tell you right now, you can look and you can tell the difference, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
See the quality and the work, but that may not be enough. You have to make sure that every single buyer you work with does a professional inspection on the house. Now, the Mickey Mouse investors, here's what they'll do. They'll try to Mickey Mouse that inspection.
Correct.
That's why me personally, and I went through this, I went through this 7 years ago. I worked with a Mickey Mouse investor. Just bad. The worst you can imagine. To the point, true story, to the point that I was selling a house. And
you open the drawer.
Open up the drawer, and I go, and I look straight down into the floor. And I said, hey, there's a hole in the drawer. The buyer's complaining. They have a right to complain. And the Mickey Mouse investor goes, oh, yeah, but it's okay. We're just going to sell it. And I go, I remember saying, F no, we're not going to sell it like that. That's wrong. That's doing the wrong thing, you know? And so you just start to learn, guys. You guys start to learn that when it comes to this stuff, your number one priority is to protect your clients. But then when you're buying them, also your number one priority is to know what you're getting yourself into. So for example, I can send Eddie to a property now. We haven't talked about this. I haven't seen one of the 23 so far.
No, you haven't seen it since last year. I don't think you've seen it.
Since last year, I no longer even have to review the comparables.
Yeah.
That barely started happening. And I do remember when we first started that, we did make a little hiccup. Remember that?
Yeah, but that wasn't my fault. That was because of the formula that you had right now. So that's
No. That's when we were trying to force the results. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, that was when I was trying to force the deal. Yes, yeah, correct.
We were trying to force the deal, and that just didn't work out.
Correct.
But that's just part of the process. That's just part of the process. But the biggest thing, if you're an agent out there, you need to make sure, guys, forget the money, forget your commission, put your people first.
Yes.
Foremost.
Okay? Yes. Yeah.
Gabriel says, thank you for your answers and time, guys. See you June 1st. That's right, my friend. See you June 1st.
Yes.
And I think that that is a wrap. I don't see any more questions. Eddie.
Yes.
You have anything else that you want to add?
No, just, you know, don't quit. Whatever you're doing, just stay focused. We all are going to hit bumps on the road. And I will tell you that the people that you surround yourself with make a huge difference.
Really do.
Me from the outside looking in, because I'm not an agent, being on Intero since it started to where it has become now, I could tell you that it's a pool of knowledge that people don't really recognize until they either leave or they need a question answered and then they realize, oh, wow, I have all this information here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been blessed with having people with immense, you know, knowledge. You, Rudy, Ty, and just me being an investor, just being a real estate agent that wants to join the company or wants to come in or is questioning of coming in, you know, it's a pool of just invaluable knowledge that is given to you. Unfortunately, most of us don't recognize it until it's too late or when they leave, because you don't realize what you have till it's gone. But I will tell people to just stay the course, run your own race. Most of us try to look to the right or to the left and we say, well, this guy has only been prospecting for like 3 days, you know, he has one deal and I've been doing it for 60 days and I don't have anything. You know, that's not your race. That's his race or her race.
And that's the same, you know, in fitness, in when
correct.
You're trying to lose weight and when you're
correct.
Trying to go to a restaurant, everything. And everything.
And it's everything. Everything. You know, I know that I'm never going to slam dunk a basketball.
Right.
You know, so even if I played basketball for the next 10 years, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I recognize that. It doesn't mean that I can't practice it and play it and become good at it. So don't run other people's races. Run your own race and stay your course. It's going to happen. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when.
I love it.
You know, the problem is we live in a society that wants instant gratification. You want it done today. You want it done yesterday. You know, all good things take time.
Yeah.
And until you recognize that, you're not going to be able to achieve your ultimate goal, which is to be an incredible agent.
I love it. I love it. Or business person.
Or business owner. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you, Eddie, for joining us
thank you guys.
This week's show. Guys, two exciting announcements. Number one, you heard it here first. The one and only Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk.
That's right.
Is our new guest speaker at Relentless 2017. We still do have a couple tickets left, so I would remind you guys to go to relentlessevent.com. Go get that squared away. You're not going to want to miss this. We have one of the top CEOs of one of the biggest business brands in the country that's going to be joining us for a private chat. We've got a lot planned for you at Relentless 2017. So don't forget to go out and get your tickets. Finally, guys, if you can, do me a favor, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and write your reviews. It helps tremendously to be able to attract other content and other guests to the show. And next week's guest, you're going to love. This is another high school friend of mine by the name of Iz Avila. He's part of the Avila Brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Who has won multiple Grammy Awards and was actually a part of the original Beats headphones and making them. He's produced for Usher, Janet Jackson, Gwen Stefani. You guys, I cannot wait for this interview because this man's story is incredible. And even better yet, he is now changing the lives of kids with his and young adults with his new platform based off of education. You ain't going to want to miss next week's show live right here on facebook.com/danny.morell.page. Thank you so much for your time. It means the world to me that you were here, and we will see you next week on another edition of the Real Estate Sales Show. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. And remember, never miss another live episode by going now to facebook.com/danny.morell.page. We'll see you every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it would mean the world to me if you could head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review about what you've experienced by being a part of this show. See you next week. Bye-bye.